Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is Vocalize reporting live from New York City. I just want to say that the album is finally here. I mean, it's physically here. Look at what I got in the mail. Yes, Vocalize. African in New York, the LP, 12 songs, a blend of hip-hop, Afrobeat, and reggae. It took me like 2 years to complete this project, and I am super, super proud of it. Thank you so much to everybody who already pre-ordered the album, and it's available on my website, vocalizemusic.com, vocalizemusic.com. vocalizemusic.com. So if you like what I do, if you've been following me for a minute, make sure you support, make sure you get a copy, and let's talk about it. From June 22nd, it's going to be available on all the main platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, everything else. So take the time to check it out, and yeah, really tell me what you think. And once again, thank you so much for your support. Love.
They wanna know how we get down, man. We get down the universal way, the ancestral way, the godly way. This is the music of the earth. This is the music of the planet. Night, but with me always comes to life. In a field of corn, I was born, no candlelight. Besides family, God was the only invite. I had no idea my skin color could mean more than a color. You don't know your difference till you start traveling. You start to notice things that could be troubling. They call you African, no matter your country. Some even assume back home, you was always hungry. I guess the TV media told you lies about me. You Google everything, but somehow refuse to Google me. Some see me as this guy born and raised in the jungle. Some see me as a bundle of culture and struggle. Some even think I'm stupid, cause I have an accent. Till they get slapped by the complexity of my content. You can tell I'm African by the way I talk. The smell of my food, my attitude never rude.
We standing up kings and queens like a dragon mode. And show our family is good, that's how we work for. It's understood by those who don't know, that's why they know. I'm an African in New York City. The way I talk, man, stand over any crowd. So I'm like a thumb-thumb, but still I gotta wear my crown. It's understood by those who don't know, that's why they know. I'm an African in New York City.
They don't expect me to be nice. Mommy's my first wife, for her I work day and night. Making sure she's always good, bro, it's only right. For me to listen, dad never had to say twice. Punishment is something we learn early in life. You will get smacked up whenever you act up. That's how our parents make sure we don't ever get locked up. I take my blackness with me everywhere I go. I never leave it home, it always keeps me home. Catch me on Church Ave grabbing some jerk chicken. Hanging out on a Tuesday like it's just a weekend. Self-love is a terrible thing to waste, that's all I know. I won't be what I'm not because you're uncomfortable. Let's go to Cameroon, Nigeria, Liberia, and see the Africa, the media is never showing ya.
We're standing up kings and queens, that's how you know. And show our family is good, that's how we work for. It's understood by those who don't know, that's why they know. I'm an African in New York City. The way I'm talking, stand over any crowd. Some like it, some don't, but still I gotta wear my crown. It's understood by those who don't know, that's why they know.
Peace, peace, peace. We are now live on the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. And once again, we're speaking with the dopest artists in the world. Tonight we got a very special guest. His name is Vocalize. He just dropped his new album. It's very vivid, flavorful, colorful, called African in New York. What's going on, Vocal, you here?
Yes, sir. I'm doing wonderful, sir. Thank you for having me.
Man, I appreciate you coming on, man. I'm loving the new album. It's straight fire. It's hard to put it in words, man. The way you combine hip hop, Afrobeat, reggae, Afro pop, like all these genres just combined into this nice pot of gumbo, my brother. So
wow, man.
Salute to you.
Man, thank you very much, man. I'm so glad to hear that you actually like the album, that you like the sound. That was the whole point, to make it as colorful as possible and to make it a reflect of Africa, man. You know, literally every single sound comes from the motherland. And as somebody was actually born and raised in Africa and lives in New York, so I'm actually young to experience those different sounds growing up and being a big fan of hip-hop. So I literally try to create my own sauce, you know, my own flavor, you know, being a true hip-hop head, but at the same time trying to keep my African roots. And that was pretty much the concept behind the album. Like trying to make it
so
hip-hop,
sounds like,
at the same time trying to keep it, you know, keep it raw, keep it, you know.
Right. It sounds like you... I was going to say, it sounds like you grew up between two musical worlds, you say, right?
Yes,
because
sir.
You're originally born in the capital of Cameroon, Central Africa, and now a transplant. Now you're in New York City doing your thing. So how did you get into it? I know your brother introduced you to like mid-90s hip hop, but how did you actually start spitting?
Man, I would say those things, like, they kind of come naturally. See what I'm saying? Like, it's like you just answer the voice that you hear within yourself. You know, it takes the time it takes, because a lot of time, you know, you really doubt yourself. You feel like you can't do it. And then gradually when you do it, then you see the love you receive from people you don't even know. Then you're like, wow, maybe I can actually do this. And then you kind of, you know, just keep developing your craft, keep writing new songs, you know, keep working on your concept, your music, and learning about the word, learning about other artists, about, you know, the master of the craft, and that's how it keep evolving. I would say just the passion and the love, and being from a very musical family, just felt like a very, very natural thing. Pretty much.
Mm. And the accolades that you won from your previous ventures, like the awards winning song Call Me and the music video In Love With Life, gradual movement that you continue to raise the bar higher and higher and higher every time. How do you continue to do that, man? Like, how do you stay focused, you know, to, like, raise that, like, to push the envelope every time like that?
I believe that as human being, it's important to not remain stagnant. Every time you decide not to move, you're going to go backwards. So it's very, very important, I believe, to not stop growing, not stop evolving. And to not evolve, you have to keep trying new things. You have to keep looking at things from different angles. And that's why I'm very into, like, you know, different sound, into different genre of how can I blend this, how can I try this from this angle. And that's why I like eclectic sounds. And that's why Outkast is one of my favorite hip hop. Because Outkast was one of those groups you never knew what they were actually going to come with. Like, they could do a straight... That's actually the only hardcore hip-hop group that made a pop album, and all the hip-hop had loved it. And I just thought that was amazing. That's never been done in hip-hop. I just felt like it's very important to not be scared to death, pretty much. Because, you know, in music, a lot of time when you did one thing and it worked, people just expect the exact same formula. But a lot of time you have a lot more to offer. So you literally have to keep trying new things, I would say, and keep listening to yourself. Keep listening to your voice. Not focus always on the outside, but on the inside too.
So, bro, reminisce back to actually coming up with the concept for the new album, African in New York. What does that mean? What do you want people, when they crack the seal on the hard copy of the CD, to really experience when they listen to it?
Like, to really experience somebody who's not, like, scared to really be himself. Because when I say African in New York, I mean it in a very little way. Like, I'm literally, like, born and raised in Africa, and I happen to live in New York today. And a lot of times, like, when you live in a specific environment, you have that pressure that kind of turns you into something you're not. People expect you to sound a different, like, a certain way. They expect you to dress a certain way. They expect you to be a certain way. So it takes a lot of strength to just really, really embrace yourself and not be scared to expose yourself with all your flaws and as natural as you can be. So when I say African, somebody from the motherland who happens to be in New York City now is literally doing the music that reflects that experience, like sonically and lyrically as well.
Amazing. Amazing. So the production on it is, like, different than everything that's out there, in my mind. It's got all kinds of things just jumping out at you, instruments that you really haven't heard. Who did the direction on the production side? Who did you go to for that? And, like, what were you really going for?
I was literally going for the music I just like to listen. And I feel like most artists, that's literally the music we make. We literally make the music we would love to listen to. It's like going to a bar, you hear a song you never heard before, and just fall in love. You're like, God, I don't know who this guy is, but I love this song. And that's always what I look for, like, out of producers. That's why I'm always looking out for new beats that's just gonna talk to me. And I mean, it took me like a little over 2 years to complete the entire project, just having different sounds. And that's why I believe that anybody can kind of find himself into the album. You may not like everything, but I'm sure that you're gonna like at least a couple of songs. Whether you just like straight hip hop, if you like Afrobeat, if you like reggae, if you just open-minded musically, you're really going to find yourself. So the concept was pretty much to keep it colorful, because that's pretty much the kind of music I listen to. And I feel like it's hard to be a hip-hop fan and not like anything else, because hip-hop was literally born out of funk, out of, you know, African drum, out of, you know, soul, out of R&B. And pretty much, so that's pretty much why I try to incorporate into the album.
And you're a big fan of Bob Marley?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's kind of hard to find somebody who is not. But I know Bob Marley is an icon, but, you know, everybody likes Bob Marley because it's cool to say they like Bob Marley. A lot of some people forget what Bob Marley used to sing for. You see what I'm saying? Because every time something becomes so popular, it kind of loses substance. Unfortunately, Bob Marley, I mean, musically was a very powerful force. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the reason the music still resonates
almost
in
spiritual.
A very strong way. Yeah, I would feel like completely spiritually, and he used to say it himself. Yeah, that music. I mean, music is definitely something that takes you to a higher dimension. Yes. And that's why he was always inspired. He actually used to say that, like, how can we not be inspired when we just connect into the Most High? Like, literally, just a way of saying, like, just listen to yourself. And you're going to find the word. You're going to find new songs. And that's why he has an insane catalog, like, infinite.
Okay, so it's here now. The product is here. You can get it all retailers online, all digital retailers. Hit up Spotify. Definitely follow the man. It's colossal music. And actually, I can't say this about a lot of new albums, 2018, but definitely a new look, a new feel, very positive vibe. So definitely check that out. If you don't do anything else, at least listen to the project, and it's going to blow your socks off. It's going to blow your socks off. African in New York. Follow him. His name is Vocalize Music on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Tell us what you got coming up next. So what else do we need to look for, whether it's videos, a fashion line, the website, whatever you got to say, let us know what we need to follow.
So literally, because the album was actually released yesterday, so it's been like, what? And I mean, it's been less than 48 hours that the album was out. So for now, it's literally just putting the word out there, trying to spread it, trying to get in touch with as many media platforms as possible and push the album as much as I can. But obviously, there will be at least one video out before the summer. Yes, and that would definitely be a surprise. I can't tell yet which song going to be picked for the video, but yes, I just want y'all to follow and tell me the song you personally like and the song you feel like deserves a video. And yes, maybe that might make me change my mind.
There we have it.
Yes, so it's definitely a lot of shows in your region, definitely. New York City, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and we're literally going to take it from there.
All right, salute to you for coming on, man, speaking with me. Say it one more time.
Yeah, I actually literally just had a show like 30 minutes ago, like, somewhere in Brooklyn.
Oh, word.
So I literally finished it like, 10 minutes ago, and I had to call in to make sure I was on time for the interview.
You gotta stay working, man. Gotta stay working.
Yes, sir.
Putting the word out there.
Yes, sir.
On the New York streets right now.
Yes, sir.
But definitely hats off, man.
So far everybody really
loving it, right?
Like love the album. And it's an amazing show. Because you know, all that is just the sound you used to hear in your head. It actually put it out there in the physical world, and people actually never heard of you just kind of connect with your sound. Because, you know, when your mom tells you that you're good, I mean, the difference, right? It's your mom. She's supposed to say that. but when you have random people you never saw in your life, you just kind of, you know, stumble across an album and sing it. You know, like, a friend of mine recommended me this song, and I really, really like it. I don't know who you are, but I really dig your sound. For us musicians, that's the ultimate battery. Like, literally. When you don't make millions of dollars from your art, that's the millions of dollars right there. Feeling like what you actually did in your bedroom, your apartment, is actually touching somebody out there in the world. So it's an amazing feel. I'm definitely very excited to share this with the world.
I'm excited for you, man. I'm excited for you. I really... appreciate you coming on and speaking with us about how you created it and like the whole journey. We definitely gonna follow you on this path. African in New York, definitely one of my favorites this year so far. USA Blog Network. If you are listening to the interview, then you are checking out the press release that is posted up on all of the websites. Go and follow the man. Follow the music. Support good music. That's what we need to start doing, is supporting good music with positive messages, just like African in New York and my homeboy Vocalize. And once again, bro, hats off to you, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I really, really like what you just said. It's important to just support the good music and stop complaining about the bad music.
True.
We give too much power to the bad music. Let's just support something that we feel like deserves to be heard, and the world will be a better place.
All right. So it's another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series, y'all. Definitely check us out tomorrow when we have another dope artist. If you haven't already, went and follow USA Blog Network, do so on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. While you're doing that, make sure you follow Vocalize Music. That's VOCALIZ Music across all social media platforms. And until next time, we out of here. Salute, salute, salute. we're going to leave out to another, the same song of African in New York, because once you hear this, it gets stuck in your mind, and then you got to go and get it. All right, we out of here, y'all. Yeah.
Thank you for
having
me.
Brother.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Peace.
Peace.
They want to know how we get down, man. We get down the universal way, the ancestral way, the godly way. This is the music of the earth. This is the music of the planet. This is the music of the solar system, man. Child, black at the midnight, bear with me, always comes to light. In a field of corn, I was born, no candlelight. Besides family, God was the only invite. I had no idea my skin color could mean more than a color. You don't know your difference till you start traveling. You start to notice things that could be troubling. They call you African, no matter your country. Some even assume back home, you was always hungry. I guess the TV media told you lies about me. You Google everything, but somehow refuse to Google me. Some see me as this guy born and raised in the jungle. Some see me as a bundle of culture and struggle. Some even think I'm stupid, cause I have an accent. Till they get slapped by the complexity of my content. You can tell I'm African by the way I talk, the smell of my food, my attitude never rude.
Descending of kings and queens that can tag it more, and show our families good, that's how we work for.